Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, March 29th, and this is Washington, D.C., Council 21 volunteer Heather Honeycutt reporting. United today announced its decision to begin a new voluntary furlough for an additional 400 flight attendants. This voluntary furlough is in addition to those already on voluntary furlough, offering schedule flexibility while maintaining seniority and benefits to those interested. No flight attendants will be involuntarily furloughed. The voluntary furlough has an effective date of June 1, 2011, and will have a 9-month duration, ending on March 1, 2012. The primary contributing factor to this voluntary furlough is the capacity reduction announced by United earlier this month. We have worked with United and agreed on a voluntary furlough option that does not require recall rebid and will avoid any subsequent involuntary furloughs. Those flight attendants currently on voluntary furlough will remain on voluntary furlough status for the duration of the period they were previously bid for and were awarded. Flight attendants who choose to volunteer for a voluntary furlough awarded in the system seniority order will continue to accrue seniority and receive many contractual benefits. These benefits include seniority accrual, retention of medical and dental benefits, as well as travel benefits, as outlined in Section 21A of our AFA contract. All flight attendants, including those scheduled to return on May 2, 2011 and July 1, 2011, can bid for the voluntary furlough. Those already on voluntary furlough status with a return date of March 2, 2012 need not bid. For additional information, please contact your local council office and check our website for updated voluntary furlough information. If you are interested in bidding for a voluntary furlough, please refer to the June 2011 voluntary furlough information package and read it carefully. Voluntary furlough bids will open on March 30, 2011 at 8 o'clock Central Time and close on April 25th at 8 o'clock Central Time. If you are able to volunteer for this voluntary program, we encourage you to do so. AFA is a strong voice for our profession. With AFA, you know where you stand and aren't at the mercy of management's whim. Seniority protection, quality of work life, contractual health care, and job protections are just a few of the protections ensured by AFA representation. No one knows our job and your issues like another flight attendant. That's why it's so important to keep our representation in our flight attendant union. With AFA, we can take full advantage of the leverage we have as a result of United's merger. We encourage each of you to become involved, arm yourself with the truth, and stand up for a union that puts your interests first, because it is the entire focus of the union. Together in AFA, we are the leading voice of flight attendant issues with nearly 50,000 flight attendants at 21 airlines. Every member understands your unique work life, because we've all been there. This is your union, and at the new website, yourafa.org, you can get accurate information about this representation election and our future at the new United Airlines. At the website, you can get the whole truth, sign up for the updates, and hear from our flying partners at both Continental and United about why it's so important to vote for AFA, our flight attendant union. Together, we can do better. As we have since day one of the earthquake and tsunami in Japan, we continue our ongoing contact with several key agencies in the United States who are consistently monitoring and assessing Japan's evolving situation. Throughout this crisis, the agencies have all concurred that travel to the region remains safe, and we continue to receive updates as the situation develops. Japan's National and Industrial Safety Agency and ISOS have issued guidelines that travel to Japan can continue, but to avoid travel to areas affected by the tsunami and the exclusion zones around Fukushima nuclear reactor site and follow instructions from local authorities. Additional information can also be found at the CDC Radiation Emergency page, and our website provides many links to the resources that are available to you if you live in or are traveling to Japan. Also included on our update page is a real-time updated map of radiation levels in Japan. Japanese governmental agencies report drinking water in Tokyo and surrounding areas remain safe for adult consumption. At this time, no changes in drinking water are recommended for adults. Notwithstanding these assurances, we have repeatedly confirmed adequate supplies of bottled water for our members in Japan. These are available in the domicile and layover hotel. Our efforts to provide assistance and relief in Japan continue. Food, water, essential supplies that continue to be generously donated by AFA members are being distributed to our members in need in Japan. We also wish to express our appreciation for those who have made and continue to make contributions to the AFA Disaster Relief Fund. All of the funds contributed go directly to the impacted flight attendants in the form of cash assistance. From the moment of the earthquake to the resulting tsunami and continuing through the disaster associated with the nuclear reactors, we work to ensure continued health and well-being of our members based in or laying over in Japan. Our thoughts and best wishes go out to those affected by this tragedy. We encourage you to support each other as we make our way together through these difficult times. A provision that would force the National Mediation Board, NMB, to revert back to the antiquated voting rules for the union elections is contained in the FAA reauthorization bill. Before a final vote takes place next week, this provision must be removed from the bill. The old rule automatically assigned no votes to workers who were eligible to vote in the election but who did not participate. On July 1, 2010, the old undemocratic rule was changed so that now the NMB counts all votes cast in the union election, no less and no more. Americans wouldn't tolerate this kind of voting in presidential or congressional elections, so why should we allow it in union elections? This is a historic moment for the labor movement, and we are under attack on all sides, including our recent victory for fair union elections for airline employees. It is critical that we stand together with all the middle-class workers to push back against big corporations and billion-dollar campaign contributors. Please take the time to call your member of Congress and ensure your voice is heard. To find out who your representative is and sample text once you call, please visit our website at www.unitedafa.org. April 7th through 10th, your elected local council leaders will attend the Spring United Master Executive Council, MEC, meeting in tandem with the annual AFA Board of Directors meeting, which is April 11th through 13th in Las Vegas. At the upcoming MEC meeting, the United AFA MEC officers will give their reports and discuss the business of our union. Also on the agenda are reports from the EAP, Professional Standards, Reserve, Grievance, and Benefits Committees. The negotiating committee will also make their quarterly in-person report on the status of our Section 6 negotiations to the MEC. In preparation for the upcoming Spring Master Executive Council MEC meeting and the annual AFA Board of Directors in early April, your local council will be conducting a local council meeting to solicit your feedback. Dates, times, and meeting locations are posted on our website as they become available. We encourage you to attend your local council meeting and share your thoughts with your president before she or he meets with the other local presidents throughout the system. It's also a great opportunity to discuss our issues with your fellow flying partners. If you cannot attend the meeting, take a moment to provide your feedback to your local council president before the MEC meeting beginning April 7th. In addition, elections will take place at the upcoming spring MEC meeting for the United MEC officer and many MEC committee positions. The local executive council presidents, LECP, make up the voting body of the MEC. A simple majority elects each position, and each locally elected president casts one vote for each open position. Candidates interested must be active members in good standing and should submit a resume signed willingness to serve statement, preferably 15 days prior to the election date. Candidates are also encouraged, but not required, to give an in-person interview at the MEC meeting where the elections will be held. Any candidate who wishes to appear for an interview must do so at their personal expense. Additional information is available at www.unitedafa.org. With all the elections going on, it brings light on how our leaders are democratically chosen to represent you. There was no mediation session last week. Our negotiating committee is currently preparing a comprehensive negotiations update to be presented to the Master Executive Council, MEC, and any members who attend the spring MEC meeting in Las Vegas, April 7th through 10th. We remain ready and willing to meet with management 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. However, management refuses to meet without the presence of a federal mediator. We look forward to the next mediation session, the week of April 8th, 2011. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.